Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Is this the last Sunday in June? I think we have another Sunday. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I want to thank you for being here. I don't know how I'm getting all these people following you here and following you there. Extra, more listeners, thank you for sharing if you're a new listener. Or thank you for finding me. This internet is really global. I mean, listen, when I grew up, I can remember my parents getting one of the first microwaves. I can remember color TV. I can remember when that came out. I can remember the rotary telephone. Listen, I know I'm dating myself, but that's enough about that. Let me just say this. I am claiming to be the world's only happiness specialist. And when I say happiness specialist, what does that mean? I mean, I walk it. I just don't talk about it. It is a practice. It is a practice. It is really who it is. It is, I got to say, it's my only practice. When you make a decision, you know, I've taught classes on happiness and for 3 years, and when you make a decision, and it is a choice, when you make a decision and you commit to wanting to be happier, that's when the hard work starts. And all of the work is done right in the mirror. And the reason why, let me ask you this question. Name five the biggest problems in the world today. What are they? Give me your top five answers to the reason why the world is the way it is. What is the problem? What do you think? I went to a butterfly fair yesterday, butterfly and bee fair. That's what they do in Oregon here. Anyway, butterfly and bee fair yesterday, and there were groups that, you know, they were selling things. It was a market, you know, where people bring out their products, you know, from woodwork to crafts to beeswax candles. It's filled with a lot of really, really good people and what they've created. Now, walking around, of course, there's a lot of people with causes, and one of them was the green people. You know, the woman, she was so cute, she had her nails painted green. And how I was supposed to be using this certain type of cleaner, and they had a whole list of all the cleaners that just aren't good and aren't healthy, and I get all of that. And then you have the people that are committed to the bees, and because the bees are becoming extinct, and I get all of that too. But the problem becomes, oh geez, I'm getting into the topic before I've even introduced myself properly. But the problem comes from not the causes. The problem comes from the attachment. Your happiness is diminished because of your attachment to the cause. Not that you can't spread the word and you know, send out flyers and teach about it, but the attachment to other people wanting to see that what you think is important, That's what subtracts from the happiness. And let's get back to the topic. I know. Woo. And last week I forgot to do the what's in the news. Let me start with what's in the news. And what's in the news this week, I was watching, I casually watch news. Just brush by it. And there was a story about the Middle East, and I believe there are people that were sending kites with fire or kites with bombs or kites over Israel. And when they get over, when the kites fly over Israel, there's something that drops from the kite and it starts an instant fire. So, of course, these people that are doing it are, they hate Israelis. Or, listen, what is the biggest problem in the world? Is it war? Is it the ecosystem? Is it global warming? No. The biggest problem in this world are unhappy people. Because people that are happy don't do things to other people. Don't do that. And it's not their fault, let me say this, because they were programmed. They were not born coming out with all this hate. They were programmed, just like people were programmed to hate. People are programmed based on their environment. And so it is the programming that I'm fighting. It's the programming that if anything annoys me, it's that. It's you can't see that you're being programmed to think a certain way or to feel a certain way. And that's why I'm writing the second book, Program for Unhappiness. But I digress. So the biggest problem in the world is not the PETA people. I'm sorry, it's not the elephants that are being, it's not the elephants that are being extinct. It is unhappy people. And when I say happiness, let me just give you my definition. My definition for happiness is I am going to be at peace. I'm going to feel balanced. I'm going to feel content. I'm going to be okay with anything that happens and anything that doesn't happen. Happiness is being at peace regardless of your circumstances. That's the definition. Now, how do you get like that? How do you get to a point where you're okay and you're happy regardless of what happens? And this is what I get a lot. Well, Rebecca, you just don't care, and you just don't feel anything, and you just, your head is in the sand, and you're not paying attention out there to the world, into the world. Well, I am paying attention, and I do care. I care about what I can control. I care about my personal vibration. I care about my energy, and every time I walk out of that door, even if I'm not walking out the door, even if I'm in my own house, I care about what energy I'm putting out there. And am I putting out an energy of being aggravated or angry or bothered by what anybody else does or says? Whatever your energy is, whatever your vibration is, that is what you are contributing to the world. It's not these other people. It's about what you are contributing to the world. You want the world to be uplifted, better, a more peaceful place than you, the individual. I know I'm yelling at you. I always yell at my audience. Thanks for staying with me. You, the individual, it's up to you to practice being at more peace. Okay. Practice at being more. With what? Practice at being more. That doesn't even make sense. But anywho, listen, when you make a commitment and you prioritize happiness over everything else, over all of the causes, over all of your relationships, I don't even care if they're your children unless they're, little babies, that's different, but your adult children, when you make that commitment and prioritize it, it is a daily practice. And what do you practice? What do you practice every day? I got to tell you, people, it's not easy. It's not easy looking in the mirror for all of the reasons why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I was. This is a couple of weeks ago. Somebody told me that they're afraid, or you know, you are. You make. No, he said. What did he say? He said, "You. I'm afraid of you." That's what he said. No, honey. Your fear is coming from inside of you. Nobody else can make you feel or do anything. That's all you, but who wants to take the responsibility? Who wants to raise their hand and say, oh, it's my fault. Oh, it's on me, the way I'm feeling is on me. Listen, the biggest problem with the world is not what's going on outside, is not what's going on with things that you have control over. The biggest problem is looking in the mirror and saying, oh, it's not me, it's them. The topic is the addictions. Now, let's name a few addictions. And I talked about this before on the show, but because I there's just so much blaming, there's so much pointing the finger at everybody else. There's so much looking at everyone else. And there's so much talking. Listen, if you want to call me and speak with me live, the number is 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And you can ask your questions. You can call and challenge it. I'm okay with all of it. But I like to do this topic because let's talk about addictions and what addictions are out there. What are the most common addictions people talk about and can say, oh, this is bad. Alcohol, right? Food addiction, eating, shopping addiction, drug addiction. Let me tell you, porn addiction. Let me tell you, people. Those addictions are they are mild compared with the addictions that most of the people, I'm going to say 98% of the people, yeah, I'm talking to you, my dear audience, I'm talking to you, 98% of the population practices. The addictions that I'm going to list after, the addictions I'm going to talk about is practiced by 98% of the population. Now, if there's anything that you are addicted to, if there's anything that you are a slave to, or you just have to do it, that is going to subtract from your happiness. There's a big difference between consciously shopping, consciously eating, consciously drinking, and programmed to. And why, listen, let's really break it down. I like to take it all the way down to the least common denominator. Why are people, I'm not going to pretend to know every answer, but why do people look to do drugs, look to drink, shop, gamble? Why is it? Because it makes them, fill in the blank, feel good. Makes them feel better. Am I right? I could be wrong, but the addiction is the reason why is because people want to feel better. I mean, this search, this relentless search to feel good about self and to feel good about their life is deep. I just want to feel good. Let me tell you something, people. Oh, thank you for listening. I'm not an easy pill to swallow. I know that. I remember thinking, this is about food. I remember thinking, oh, God, there were so many foods out there that are just so bad for me. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say that there are, you know, if you eat fried foods every day, that's going to be healthy. But I do want to switch your thing. I do want to switch your perspective and start changing the way that you think about food, because when you change your perspective, it's the same thing with money, it's the same thing with health, it's the same thing with any other thought, you know, that doesn't make you feel at peace. When you change, it's not the food that I was eating that made me feel bad. it was what I thought about the food I was eating that made me feel bad, right? Because anything in balance, I'm just saying, I believe in balance. And if I want to have some French fries on a Friday, I'm going to have French fries, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. See, it's not the eating of the French fries. It's the feeling bad of the eating of the French fries. It's the guilt. It's the programming of now I feel like crap because I ate a whole bag of French fries. I mean, it's right in the moment. It feels good. But then right after that, I felt like crap. So it was the feeling like crap. If that is the perspective that you have to change. See, but who can do that? That's why you are so powerful, my dear audience. That's why you are so powerful, because you can change anything within. You can shift it. You can change it. You can change your perspective, and that will add to your happiness. Now, let's talk about the addictions that I'm telling you are so common. And I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to just choose one this week. Just choose one of the addictions that I'm going to mention, just one, and pay attention. Be conscious of this particular behavior. I'm going to share with you, don't tell anybody, I'm going to share with you what I was addicted to before I prioritized and I committed to wanting to be happier. I'm going to share with you, and I couldn't believe it when I discovered it. Listen, this going in the mirror and looking at self and dissecting and coming up with, oh, my gosh, you really, that's really on you. Like Cardi B say, it feels like boulders on your shoulders, people. This happiness specialist was addicted to drama. Oh, yes. Addicted to drama to the point where I didn't even feel good when it was peaceful. I couldn't have a peaceful relationship if they paid me. There was always something going on. There was always some undercurrent. And it was always looking at the other person. I always had to start some kind of drama. Let me tell you how that unfolded. Not only was I addicted to drama, but I was addicted to, and some of you might say, well, you still got that now. Well, it's okay, honey. You can believe what you want to believe. But I was addicted to being right. I knew I was right about everything. Addicted to being right. Now, let me tell you right now, the only thing I know that I'm right about is I sure am right about me. I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about my son. I don't know anything about I don't know anything about anybody else, but I definitely know what's right for me. But that addiction of being right is so prevalent. And you know when you're addicted to being right is when you hear something that doesn't agree or doesn't go along with what you think is right. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to open your mouth and you're going to say it. You're going to open your mouth and you're going to make a comment. Now, some people will say, a lot of people will say, well, being quiet and not voicing my opinion, then I'm not authentic or I'm not being truthful or I'm not being honest. Oh, I've heard it all. But let me tell you something, people. My commitment to my peace and happiness out trumps anybody else's opinion about what they think. And their beliefs are great for them. And I am not going to step into any kind of mess and open my mouth about anything that I think to interrupt that peace. I'm going to be a head nodder, and I'm nodding my head up and down. I'm going to be a head nodder up and down. You're right. It's called letting that ego go, letting that ego not be in charge of what comes out of my mouth. Because the only reason why people argue and go back and forth about their beliefs is because of their ego. Now, your ego can be in charge. The ego can drive. The ego can drive you on your journey. But I'll tell you this. You're not going to be happy. When you allow the ego to drive, when you allow the ego to take over, you're not going to be happy. And it is all ego, folks. Sorry to say, but it is all ego. When you have to open your mouth and make your point known, and what the hell does that do anyway? What does it do? So being right is one, a drama. Oh, listen to this one. This is another one that I was addicted to. Blaming other people for how I felt. Oh, of course. Blaming is another addiction. Blaming anybody or anything for how you feel. That is an addiction, folks, if you're doing that. If you're blaming somebody else for how you feel, guess what? You're addicted to blaming. How about this? Addicted to complaining. Oh, I had that one too. Oh, I would complain. Everybody, I mean, the world is a world of complaints. And when you really make a commitment and you prioritize wanting to be happier and wanting to be at peace and wanting to contribute that to the world, there's not going to be any complaints, ever. You know another addiction that subtracts from happiness? Talking about yesterday. Talking about what happened last week. Talking about what happened. How was your weekend? Oh, you don't know the program. I'm telling you, people, the program. Why am I fighting against the program? Because the program is strong. The program is strong. And that's why it has to be broken down with each individual. The programming actually has to be deleted from each individual. I'm begging you to look in the mirror and figure out what you were programmed to think, what you were programmed to believe, what you were programmed to judge, as opposed to what's really the truth. Talking about yesterday, I mean, I could actually speak to some people, and they could talk about something that happened to them 6 months ago or a year ago or 5 years ago, and they can get those emotions that they felt then stirred up so much like they were reliving it. Talking about yesterday is another addiction. What about this one? Talking about the future. Living in the future. That's another addiction. And you know what? All of these addictions, living in the future, living in the past, blaming, complaining, needed to be right. I'm raising my hand, people. I did all of them. But when I made a commitment, I wanted to feel happier. I wanted to be more at peace. Guess what? All that other shit had to go. I had to practice something else. Living in the future. You're either in the past or you're living in the future. Both of those are addictions. Both of those, in other words, let me ask you a question. Try not to do that for a week. Living, talking about the past. Living, talking about the future. Try it for a week and tell me you're not addicted to it. Be aware of what you're saying and what you're talking about and tell me that's not an addiction. Because we weren't born that way, audience, my dear audience. We weren't born past, thinking about the past, living in the past or looking forward or living in the future. You weren't born. You were born in living in the moment. And the programming starts very young. You're not living in the moment anymore. You're not living in the present. And everybody said they live in the present moment, but who practices it? I'm an angry happiness specialist. Oh, speaking about anger, that's another thing I was addicted to. Ooh-wee! It was one of my favorites. It was one of my favorites, being angry. Oh, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. I couldn't get enough of being angry. Angry at something or somebody. You know what? I could even get angry at people that I didn't even meet. I'm talking about, you know, the celebrities. I could even get angry at people I didn't even know. I was angry at OJ. Listen, I was angry at that whole thing. Oh, my goodness, you just don't know. You don't know the obsession. That was a time in my life where I was working part-time, and I watched every day of that trial, and I was angry. I was angry at the verdict. I was angry. This addiction to anger, I want you to pay attention to that too. How often do you get angry, and then with that you have to blame somebody else? And I'm here to tell you, folks, no, it's not because of anything out there. That anger is inside of you. That anger is you. There's nothing to do. You just feel like exposing it and blaming somebody else for it. There's an addiction to blaming. There's an addiction to anger. I already talked about the addiction to being right. Boy, was I right about everything. You know what? This is another interesting addiction. When I was teaching my the importance of happiness classes in California, I remember there was this one woman in class, and she was always just the word is sad. There was a sadness about her, and she even talked about she just felt sad. And then one day, I'm getting chills now, and one day when we were talking about these addictions that nobody talks about, do you know what she raised her hand and she said? She says, Rebecca, I'm addicted to feeling sad. These addictions that nobody talks about, that nobody discusses, that is causing, I'm not even going to say damage, but it is subtracting from your peace, from your contentment, from your balance, from your being able to be relaxed, from your being able to be who you were when you were born, subtracting from that person that just came out, that person that just came out into this world before the programming. You sit up there and you tell a one-year-old, guess what? Your whole family was burned in the fire last week. Sorry for laughing. Sorry, not sorry. Hey, guess what? You tell a six-month-old, oh, you're going to have to have a heart surgery in 6 months, and there's a 10% chance you're going to live. You say that to a six-month-old child, they're going to look at you like you're nuts. See, it's the programming that we're fighting. It's the programming that is making you miserable. Not life itself, people. Not life itself. Because it is a glorious, glorious, beautiful life when you choose to focus on that. And when you choose to do the work, and it is work, when you choose to do the work in every moment of every day, you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, oh, it's me, it's me, it's me. I have the power. and it's chipping away at all of the programming that are creating and making you miserable. How about this one? Addicted to arguing. Listen, people, you don't know how many times I've heard you should have been a lawyer because you like to argue. I love to argue. And why do I like to argue? Because I have to be right. I was addicted to being right. I was addicted to arguing. Anytime you're arguing, you are subtracting from your happiness. Well, so then you're choosing to subtract from your happiness. I'm letting you know right now, anytime you argue, anytime you're going back and forth with somebody, you're making that choice. And guess what? Sorry, but happiness isn't a priority for you. Sorry, but happiness isn't your number one priority. It's just not. Because if happiness was your number one priority, I'll tell you this. You will be contributing to this planet. You will be contributing this planet a vibration of acceptance, of love, of trust, of knowing that everything is in order and knowing that everything that happens happens for a reason. It really does. And why does it happen? I'm just going to speak for myself. Am I taken through all of the challenges? Listen, I'm raising my hand right now. Because I've committed to being happier, because I committed to that's number one in my life, I accept everything that happens to me, and everything that doesn't happen. That I'm like, universe, I think I'd like to experience this, universe. Guess what? If I'm supposed to experience something, I will. And if I'm not supposed to experience something, I won't. I don't care how hard I push, how hard I work, how hard I try. If I'm not supposed to experience something and the universe doesn't sign off on it, guess what happens, folks? It ain't happening. You've ever tried to fight, box with God? You ever try to fight with the universe? And when you do, who wins? Now, I use the term universe. Some people use the term source, God, spirit. Same thing. It's an energy. It's an energy, folks. It's an energy. And that energy, that energy that creates worlds is... fighting that. Oh, you can try and you can fight it. And you tell me how much peace you're going to get and receive from that. And what I'm telling you is, listen, there is nothing out there that is going to make you feel better about yourself. It's not a diet. It's not a relationship. It's not, there's nothing out, it's not your health, there's nothing out there. The search starts within. And there's nothing, and you know what? This piece that I'm talking about, it's what you were born with. All you have to do is, wow, it's there. It's just waiting for you to allow it to shine, flow, beam through you. Peace is your nature. Your nature is not to argue. Your nature is not to be angry. Your nature is not to blame other people. You were programmed. You were taught to do that. So I gave you a few addictions, and listen, you can take any one of them or do one a month or one a week. You customize it for you. But I'm telling you, that addiction to blaming other people, let's just go through it really fast. Addictions to blaming someone else for how you feel. You know what? That's, oh my gosh, that just, I got to let that go because I'm telling you, I don't want to say cringe, but I just, how can you blame other people? And parents are teaching their children, that yes, It's other people. I said this before on the show, and I love Beyonce. I think Beyonce is the best entertainer, best female entertainer alive. And there was a story, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, I don't even remember where I saw it, where the little girl blamed her father for something, and he gave her props. Jay-Z gave her props for telling him that he hurt her feelings. I've said it before on the show because it still bothers me. So nobody else can hurt your feelings. They just can't. I'm really yelling today. Other people can't hurt your... You got to turn the volume off. Turn the volume down. Other people can't hurt your feelings. They are your feelings. Why are you giving up your power to someone else? But see, that's that whole victim mentality, that whole victim state. Oh, you're doing it to me. You're doing it to me. And let me tell you something. Oh, I forgot another addiction. The addiction of control, and that is a deep, deep, deep addiction. The addiction to trying to control, I mean, that's huge. And I got my hand up again. I was number one. I had the illusion, and it was an illusion, of trying to control everybody else. That's why I made suggestions about what the other person should do, or how the other person, listen to this one, how the other person should talk to me. Oh, you're not talking to me with respect, or you're just talking to me. Really? Now I brought up that word respect. Let me tell you something. This whole thing about being disrespected is a bunch of bullshit. Sorry, all you people that feel disrespected, because when you don't have that respect for yourself, nobody can disrespect you if you have respect for yourself. Nobody. Nobody can disrespect you if you have respect for yourself. Sorry, that's another thing that really bothers. Oh, that was disrespected. Well, you know what? You need to work on your own respect, because I cannot be complicated. I cannot be complimented, and I cannot be insulted. Thank you for your compliment. It doesn't do anything for me. Thank you for your insult. It doesn't do anything for me, or doesn't do anything to me. Your compliments mean nothing. Your insults mean nothing. Because my opinion of myself is the only one that matters. Oh, let me strike that. Let me add something. The universe's opinion of me is the only one that matters. And I'm piggybacking on the universe's back. Because the universe looks at me and says, perfection. The universe looks at me and smiles. The universe looks at me and, girl, you okay? Nobody can disrespect you. You don't have respect for yourself. And let me tell you something. If you're feeling odd about this or bothered by it or pushing your buttons, guess what? It ain't me, y'all. It ain't me, y'all. Whew. All right. Let me check my notes and see if I, and you know, I have to write things down because, you know, I'll just start talking. Only reason you don't have to. And I want to say, give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a kiss. Give yourself a hug. It's not you. It's not you, people. The programming. It's the programming. So you, and you know what? You know what else? This is the kicker. It is a man-made programming. And anything that is man-made, anything that man comes up with, get ready for a big crash and burn. Get ready for a big fail. Get ready to feel bad. these programs that you learn that somebody can hurt your feelings. You're 6 months old, you're 1 year old, you know, you're 1.5 years old, and you go to a toddler and tell them, a whole country was bombed. They're going to look at you like, okay, well, where's my ratty tat toy? Where's my stuffed bear? Where's my, they could care less. So your program, and then, you know, I know, listen, whether you feel it, whether you're feeling me or not, the looking in the mirror is the big practice. You got all the answers. You have all the solutions. When you align yourself with universal truth. You know, I got a phone call from a kid. This was maybe about a month ago. And it was years. I mean, he was really cool, you know, tragic childhood upbringing, and he was looking for himself, trying to find answers. Listen, I went through the same thing, being raised and having to go to Bible school every week, and then one religion, and then bouncing from that to another religion, and the bouncing from being an atheist. Oh, yes, atheists over here, hands up. Bouncing back to this, and bouncing back to, you know, just that search, just so, you know, where do I fit in? What makes sense to me? And this kid actually had my personal number. We were, not that we were close, but had my personal number. And now he's found Jesus Christ and had to call and say that all of what you're doing is you're going to hell, blah, 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 blah. And he was very angry, very angry, very damning. And I've had people scream at me, calling me names. Hey, me! I'm me! But it's never personal. Oh, there's another addiction. Taking everything personally. But it's never personal, people. So when these people are out there angry, know that it's really coming from inside of them. And they can blame and they can point the finger, but it's never personal. That's another addiction. Taking things personally. Just, you look out into nature. There's nothing personal about a tsunami. There's nothing personal about a tornado. There's nothing personal about anything in nature. So the key is look out into the animal kingdom and check these animals out. They're not looking at other animals and, wow, gee, your fur is a little thicker than mine. Even, you know, I'm really getting off on a tangent now. Thank you, new listeners, for listening. Thank you, people that are finding me. Share it with your friends. Share it with anybody that you would think would be interested. You know what? It's a one-on-one. I am available for weekend seminars. I'm available for retreats. I'm available to speak. Working on my second book, Program for Unhappiness. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, you can go on YouTube. I actually posted up a few more YouTube videos from my book signing in Oregon last year. My first book signing, which is Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, that can be purchased at Amazon and or Lulu.com. Until next time, my audience, you know, practice. Pay attention. Pay attention. Just be conscious of how much you are behaving. You are either complaining, blaming, talking about yesterday, talking about living in the future, getting angry, drama, being right, feeling sad, arguing, doing, oh, you know what, I forgot this one. an addiction, this is a big one too, an addiction to doing. An addiction to doing something. An addiction to having to do something. That means there's got to be something planned for the weekend, something planned in 6 months, something planned in 6 weeks, something to look forward to, an addiction to doing as opposed to just being. All right, that's enough lecturing to you this week. I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.
Good.